Good,
he said aloud.
For information received, you live a while longer.
It would take it 17 hours to get to Scotland. Look calm. You can catch it. Chrissy was coming down. They had been hidden by a dip in the plains. The horse was at a walk, and he saw why as she came near. It was Thor. She was holding him upright in front of her on the horse. She had removed her buckskin jacket and used it for bandages. Thor's anti-radiation suit was stained with blood around the left shoulder. She had torn it away there and used buckskin and grass to staunch the blood flow. Thor's left arm was broken, bound in rough sticks for splints. It was he who had been shot out of the sky when he was using the jetpack. With Chrissy's help, Thor slid off the horse. He was gray from blood loss and stood unsteadily. He looked at Johnny ruefully.
I'm sorry, Johnny.
It was my fault, not yours. Ease him down on that rock, Chrissy.
Thor looked at Turl. He had seen the monster close up only a couple of times. Thor was wearing a .457 caliber Smith & Wesson revolver from the old base arsenal, loaded with radiation bullets. He suddenly recognized Turl and grabbed for his gun to shoot him.
No, no. Keep the gun drawn and train it on him and shoot him the moment he looks like he's going to move, particularly his hands. Can you sit there okay?
Thor was about 50 feet from Turl. He eased down further and got the gun trained on Turl.
Now, Turl, that gun he is holding can put a hole in you a horse could dive through. It has special explosive bullets, worse than your own blast gun. Got it?
Be calm in front of these people. You can catch up with it. He turned to Patty. He gave her the huge blast pistol to hold. He showed her where the trigger was, and she determinedly walked back of a rock so she could support the gun with it.
I point it like this?
And keep it on him.
You have time, he told himself. Do a good job here.
Why not kill him?
Said Thor.
He leaks information.
Turl couldn't understand what they were saying, but he got their drift. Johnny took out a knife and, keeping out of the line of possible fire, made Turl swivel around. He inserted the knife at Turl's collar and cut the cloth down the back. He went around front, watching Turl's eyes for a telltale clench, signaling action, and pulled the coat sleeves off. He ripped the cloth down the side of each of Turl's legs. He darted a shallow stab at Turl when he sought to spring. Turl subsided. Johnny got Turl's boots and pants off. He took his watch. He took his cap. The only thing Turl had left was his breathe mask, and Johnny even took the emergency vials off that. Turl glared. There he sat, his fur matted with sweat, his claws twitching to rake Johnny. Johnny took the belt and made Turl put his paws behind him and cinched the belt as tight as he could around the wrists. Then he took old Pork's bridle and tied the wrists and belt and then passed the rope under the mask tube. He cinched it up. If Turl tried to wrestle his wrists loose, he would choke himself. Do a good job, Johnny told himself. Don't panic. In a battle plane, you can catch the drone.